On the show today, we have Filene Research Institute's very own Holly Fearing talking about the state of social media and credit unions today, so check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on our program today we have Filene's very own Holly Fearing. How are you, Holly?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Hey, we're talking a little social media, the state of social media in the credit union environment today. So where are we with this? I mean, we haven't talked about this in a long time. It seems kind of like people are taking it for granted now, but where are we with the state of social media in credit unions today?
Well, the state of social media in credit unions today is kind of just a slow and steady increase, rise. I wouldn't say a ton has changed in that space since the last time we talked a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
But, I think it is, it's been a little bit slow on the adoption rate for credit unions and social media, but I think that we're there now. We've kind of hit peak social media, I would say, for credit unions.
We have arrived.
Yes. Only about 8 years after, a lot of other organizations
better
have.
Better late than never.
Yeah, and what I mean by that is, of course, we're going to continue to evolve and continue to see new developments, but I wouldn't say that credit unions are lagging behind the pack as much anymore. It's somewhere in the 90-some percentile whenever we do sort of a survey of credit unions using social media. Somewhere in the 96th percentile are present on Facebook.
Oh,
today.
Right on.
So we see that as kind of, just table stakes for having a business today, having a website. Obviously, there's not very many credit unions out there that don't have a web presence. And
right.
So Facebook at very entry level into the social media channels, Facebook is kind of that point now where it's full saturation of credit unions using Facebook.
Gotcha. And that kind of brings me to my next question is like, okay, what are the top networks to be using? Obviously, Facebook seems to be like the default top one for credit unions to use. Are there any others? I mean, I think Twitter, there's a whole slew of folks on Twitter. Anything else that we should, that where they are?
Yeah, I mean, I think each one uses its kind of unique features for reaching different audiences in different ways. And this is not anything new, but we see a lot of credit unions also on Twitter. And that's going to be your best channel for getting out really quick news alerts.
Yep.
So if there's an outage, if there's a breach, if there's anything that you need your members to know immediately, Twitter is the place to go. Even if it's just something like online banking is temporarily down, ATM is out of service, that's where you're going to want to go and put that immediately and get that out there as much as possible. And of course, you can put those messages out on Facebook as well, but because of the way the distribution of the content on that channel works, it's going to be kind of more chronological, it's going to be more timely, whereas Facebook has complicated algorithms, and sometimes you will see a post that was from 3 days ago in your feed from an organization, and that's not really that helpful when you're looking at our platform is currently down.
Mm-hmm. Which is something that's important, like what the Florida credit unions are going through right now, what Texas credit unions went through last week. You want to be very timely. I bet social media was just so helpful in what's happening right now in Florida and what happened last week in Texas.
Absolutely. It's a great channel to use for emergencies, for customer service, for immediate distribution of information. However, the time to build an audience in those spaces is not when you need to get the message out.
Right.
That's far too late at that point. So by having a constant drip of useful information out there and build up your Twitter audience and give your audience, really your members, a reason to follow you on Twitter by continuously putting out useful information, whether it's an emergency or not, that's when you get that audience. And so that when you need to tell 10,000 people some really important information, hopefully a good number of them are already there.
Good point. Good point indeed. Because, you know, quality content is so key. And yeah, you don't want to put fluff out there and turn people off, because then what's the point? So, yeah. And like you said, yeah, and if there is a big emergency type message, they'll be there watching it and they'll see it and they'll pass on the word as well. Good mm-hmm. point. So are there any new social media networks that we should be aware of? I know Snapchat is, you know, really big right now. Obviously Instagram, are there any others that we should be aware of, or are those pretty much the two top ones, two newbies, I guess?
Well, I guess I would just emphasize the point again that social media is really just a distribution channel.
Okay.
And so you're going to want to continue to focus on what your content is and then look for the tool that is most appropriate for distributing your content. So in that sense, I think one thing to consider is messaging platforms. Mm-hmm. So if the way you want to work with your members through social media, or even really just digital media, anything that's not in a face-to-face context, if you want to maximize your customer service function and your ability mm-hmm. to serve members really quickly, then I think that a good idea is to look into how you might be able to use Snapchat yeah. or Facebook Messenger, or really even just having the option for texting information rather than emailing information, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. depending on member preferences. But I think, again, those channel choices should be driven by your content strategy, gotcha. Of what you're trying to accomplish. Because yeah. if you're not trying to get instant information out to people, and you're not trying to reach people under 19, then Snapchat really isn't going to make sense for you.
True. Very good point, and good point indeed. So what are Criteans doing well right now? And then my second part will be, what are we doing not so well?
Yeah, well, so I think that credit unions, again, going to the content aspect, I think credit unions have done a really good job of establishing themselves as a trusted resource when it comes to financial topics. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that play out in the last few days with the Equifax breach. So everyone kind of freaks out hearing the news on this. Mm-hmm. 143 million people's information is potentially been compromised. And when I was scrolling through my personal Facebook feed over the last couple of days, I have seen posts from not only credit unions that I am a member of, credit unions that I follow, credit unions in my community, and also individuals mm-hmm. that I know that work at the credit union, a lot of information saying, you know, stay calm, here's what you need to know, here's what you should do first, and very helpful, calming information from a trusted source, which is invaluable, because yeah. when things like this happen, you get worried, is there a scam on top of a scam? Am I going to be directed to a website to put in my social security number to check to see if I've been compromised? Mm-hmm. And that act of doing that is what's compromising my information. Yep. So having the credit unions that I follow put out information saying, this is what you should do, this is the source, this is the place to go to check your credit score. Mm-hmm. I know that they have vetted those sites, and I feel very confident in trusting that information when I see it from my credit union on Facebook.
Very cool.
So I think that's one thing that they've done really well and continue to do. And even the individuals, like I mentioned, having individuals emphasize that. So it's not just coming from a brand, right. but it's coming from a person that I personally know, and that just maximizes that trust even more.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So what are we doing? Just a quick example of, you know, what are Criteans doing not so well? Because you said at the top of the show, is like, yeah, it's kind of still a slow adoption rate, but is there anything else that we need to improve on?
Yeah, I think it's always going to be something that we're going to have to work on, but just listening to what people want, listening to our members. I think I see a lot of credit unions still putting out, these are the top rates right now. These are the specials on CDs right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a little bit of an old-fashioned way of kind of adapting traditional advertising into a social media promotion mm-hmm. attempt. And I think if you look at the engagement that you get on posts like that, it's never going to be high.
Right.
You're never going to see a ton of shares on that. So really trying as best as you can to switch that around and make it a content focused delivery channel, and thinking first, you know, what are you able to give your audience? What piece of value are you mm-hmm. offering with mm-hmm. that content? And then being really clear about what you want them to do as a result. What's their call to action?
Yeah.
But just kind of blasting out there the rates, advertisement kind of stuff really doesn't work in the social
media. Yeah, you kind of gloss over that type of stuff. It's almost like a banner ad or something like that or something. They're there and you kind of see them. And if you're interested in it, yeah, sure, you're going to click on it. But in general, it's just something you kind of gloss over. But I think if you create a story out of it, like you were saying, the content piece of it, you know, maybe a member success story or something like that, mm-hmm. how that low rate help them get a new car or a new house or whatever, I think that would be really effective.
Yep, absolutely. I think another thing that credit unions aren't doing that much of, but is a total opportunity for them, especially when things like this breach is in the news, or even with Wells Fargo being in the news for some of the things that they've done and people getting really upset about, you know, that's the state that we're in the financial services world. Mm-hmm. And I think that not only can credit unions speak directly to members about how they're different, and they've done that, and we need to continue to do that, but reaching out through social media to the media, especially Twitter, that's where a ton of reporters get their story leads. And if we've got the managers of the social media platforms for the credit unions seeking journalists that are writing stories, finding journalists that have written stories about the Wells Fargo article in the past and reaching out to them on Twitter and saying, hey, do you want to talk to our loan officer here? We would love to tell you how we do our process and how that's different, and see who bites, and manufacture your own story that mm-hmm. way by getting your credit union's name out there, because a ton of reporters are going to be looking for different and unique story leads like that. And so it can't hurt to reach out to local media and just any reporter out there on Twitter that's looking to or has written a story in the past and you know writes about financial topics, reach out to them and see if you can connect them to your organization's experts.
I think, gosh, man, I mean, coming from the media side, that is such good advice, because as a reporter, you're always looking for information, and not only are you looking for information, you're looking for new information and new sources to use and new credible sources. Oh man, Holly, you hit that one out of the park. That's so, so important. I mean, especially to use an objective parties to tell your message as well. I mean, the media is it's still so important. So good stuff there. So anything else, is there any other advice that you can provide credit unions out there to really enhance their social media activity, ranking, prowess, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah. So I kind of always talk about the, you know, three main strategies that you should be thinking about.
Cool.
When you're doing your social media work. And of course, we talked a little bit about the first and foremost for me is always content.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know your message and what you want to accomplish with your message and what value you're offering to your audience, that's kind of its own strategy. But thinking about kind of building on that, you know, so you've put all this work into creating great content.
Yeah.
So the next step is you need to distribute it and deliver it in a great way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get all the channel strategies going. But just putting it out there on your Facebook page isn't enough anymore either. So the other strategies I think to look into are, how do you maximize that? And there's kind of two main ways. And one is paying for some boosted posts and advertising just to get that reach up there. And unfortunately, that's the landscape of social media today.
I've heard that's very effective, though, if you do it right.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, definitely. But I do know that a lot of credit unions don't have a huge budget mm-hmm. for social media advertising.
Yeah.
So the other way to do it, of course, is the brand ambassador strategy, like I've talked about mm-hmm. in the past, which really takes a little bit of a different effort, but instead of spending money and having Facebook put your post out there in many places, you have people. You have your own employees, you have your biggest advocates sharing your content. Mm-hmm. So that's another way to kind of game the system in a way where you aren't necessarily paying ad dollars to get that spread and reach to grow, but you're asking people to just click that share button,
right,
and get your content out in front of their audience as well as your audience.
Yeah.
And so you know, I think if you think about it in three kind of ways, is like, what are you saying? How are you getting it out there? And then how are you maximizing mm-hmm. that distribution of that? Mm-hmm. And if credit unions are doing that, I think that, and that's where the media part comes into it yep. too, because that helps to maximize that. I think that's a lot of effort, but it's worth it. I've seen it work for just the content that we're doing at Filene. It's taken a couple of years, but our social media content gets better engagement than our e-marketing
really?
Content right now.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it takes a while to build up, but if you do it right, it's going to pay off.
Mm-hmm. So effective, and it's so efficient too. So, man, once it starts working, like you said, it's a pretty amazing thing. Very cool. Very cool stuff, Holly. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. I appreciate it. Always great information. I mean, you're kind of like my social media person that I tapped, like, what's the latest going on? Because I know you know the pulse of what's going on. So thank you very much. I appreciate the latest info and the advice as well. Good stuff.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to be here.
You're real. And the other thing is, thank you very much for being our very first live cast recipient.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Guinea pig.
I'm excited about that. Yeah, yeah.
So very cool. Thanks, Holly. I appreciate the time. Well done. Okay.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.